Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, who's going to be 37 next year, Christopher Ramsey.
What? Yeah, but I'm 35. I hate it when you do this. I'm 30. So we're recording this. Hello, by the way. We're recording this on Tuesday, the 2nd of August, mm-hmm. and I'm 36 tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
On the 3rd of August. But your thing is, yeah, you like jumping ahead to the next one.
Well, didn't we just have we had a little moment in the garden. The kids were playing and I just kind of stood there being like, we are not far off 40 now.
Sorry. I'm going to stop you right there. It wasn't a little moment. I said it was my birthday tomorrow and I was going to have a glass of wine tonight. And you said, we are nearly 40 now, aren't we? And I just walked away. So it was less than a moment.
You did actually walk
second.
Away.
It
doesn't actually scare us. Aging isn't scaring me. But no. It's only... Yeah, because I think it's mint. Like, there's good things happen and, you know, it's life's canny.
Nothing you can do about
but
it.
There's nothing you can do about it. But then when you do, you go 40 and it just does sound old.
No, it doesn't.
It does. There'll
be people 50 and 60 listening to this.
Yeah,
thinking,
I'm sure when they turn 40, they also thought, fuck, sounds old. And I'll do the same when I turn 50.
Yeah.
And then I'll do the same when I turn 60.
Right. When I went to watch the UFC in London the other week, there was went for a meal and on the table next to it in this booth in this restaurant, and there was a lady there celebrating her 41st, or was it? Was that 61st? Oh, look, I don't know what it was. It was one of the big numbers, but it was the one.
Why?
So it was the, you know, like a 41 or a 51, and she was like, the one before wasn't bad, but the one, like the 41 or the 51, she was like, it's not, like the big 40, the big 50 was like a celebration, but this is just the one after. She's like, she was fuming, like, she's having a
horrible
time.
Here's a question. Mm. Why is it that you celebrate 18, and then you celebrate like 30, 40, 50, 60. They're the big ones. Why is 21 a big one? Why is 20 not the big one?
I don't know why 21's always been a big one. I don't understand
it's really
it.
So why isn't it 41?
I don't
and
know.
51?
Is 21 is it an American drinking thing?
Yeah, probably. Maybe. But then why do we... Oh, we take everything from America, don't we?
Well, maybe. I don't know. But I know, like, you know, the oldest thing in the book is 21 again. I'm 21 again.
21 again,
like, it's always 21. I don't know. It's just like a...
21st birthday.
Can I use it in a kind of 90s kind of... It's a sexy age, maybe? 21's
maybe.
a bit of a cool, sexy age.
Where were you in 20... What year was it in 20 when we were 21?
Oh, fucking hell. Maths. Oh, Jesus.
I know. Can't even remember where I was.
Someone listening to this will have just worked that out in half a second because the fact that it's 2022 and I'm 36, they'll have literally went bang and they'll have got it. And
well, that's, yeah.
Got no idea what's going on. Oh, 50 years ago, 15, Jesus. 15 years ago, I'll have been 21. No. Yes? Yes, that's right. 15 years ago, I'll have been 21. So 50, oh my God, I feel like I've got, has my nose bleeding? What?
I don't know. I'm 22
minus
attempted.
15.
Let's not. It'll come to a later.
2007.
No.
Is that right? Yes.
Yes.
I've done it on my finger. Can you see my fingers?
We left school in 2002. This is going to be awful.
This is horrible.
For everybody, so let's stop.
Welcome
so
to GCSE Bite Size. my voice is going all croaky. Yeah.
Do they still do GCSE Bite Size?
I doubt it now. You've got the internet, haven't you? Remember, you could sign up, you could send away from them and stuff.
They used to be on at 2 o'clock in the morning. No, the teachers used to record it and then just play it in the class, remember?
Excellent. Cracking. That's why we can't fucking count. That's why I don't know what fucking year it was.
Didn't give a shit when we were in
bastard
school.
Years ago.
Didn't give a shit.
I don't know when it was. I don't know. Anyway, doesn't look. Why, what was your question about being 21? What did it have any relevance?
Just don't understand why why it's 21 and not right. not 31 and 41.
Right, okay.
So honestly, we have gone round the houses with this.
Fucking hell. God almighty. You all right, though?
Do you know, yeah, I'm good. I'm just breaking in a pair of trainers right now that are giving us...
Full of busy then, aren't
you? I'm snored under.
honestly,
I mean, you've been with us every flipping day. What do you think I'm doing?
Well, honestly, I didn't know you were going to say that. And now it makes sense because you've been wearing them trainers around the house today.
Yeah.
You've been wearing them all day in the house and we don't normally wear trainers in the house. But I've been with you every day, but I didn't know that you were doing that. I would have bet a lot of money against you saying that I'm busy breaking some trainers in.
How's it going? It's not going well. Why? Do some trainers that look nice, they're just not comfortable at all. They're starting to hurt the back of my feet. But part of it is like, well, this is why I'm doing this. Because if I'd have done this on a day out, I'd have been very upset.
Right. Okay. So
there's nothing worse than blisters on your feet and wearing tight. It's just so, it really upsets us.
Last two times we've gone on holiday, last year and then this year, I made an error. I bought new shoes off the internet.
Oh.
Honestly, don't buy trainers on the internet. Don't buy trainers or shoes on the internet. It's a waste of time. Sofas, beds,
why?
Shoes,
what do you mean?
Don't buy
That's
them on
silly.
The internet.
What do you mean?
Because you don't get a chance to try them on. You do not get a chance to try.
But you never can try them on and send them back. You can't just flat out slag off internet shopping.
I can.
Well, honestly, I don't agree because I love internet shopping.
Try your shoes on. Go to the shop and try them on. Have a walk.
Not everyone's got time. Who's got time for that?
Who's got time to send them back?
A lot of people who are
not
more organised than me.
Because there's thousands of boxes downstairs, you dick.
Yeah, but a lot of people do.
Right, okay.
You know.
Well, anyway, listen. Don't buy trainers online, shoes. Don't buy sofas online because you don't get to sit on them. And don't buy beds online because you don't get a lie.
Okay, maybe sofas I kind of agree with.
Yeah.
They're hard.
Sofa beds, big no-no. I bought a sofa bed online. I've regretted it since. Hate it.
Fair enough.
Can't even sleep. I've got to pull the mattress out of it and put the mattress on the floor. It's fucking horrible.
Anyway, this is the introduction.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. It's like sleeping on a climbing frame with a quilt over the top of it.
I really don't think it's that bad.
I really hate it. It's horrible. I'm not going to call them out, but honestly, don't buy sofa beds, sofas, or shoes online. Anything else you shouldn't buy online?
Children.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Always go to a reputable child dealer for your children. Go to a store where you can see that the children are looked after, fed properly and all of that. Fucking hell.
Robin asked me where you buy dogs today. That was a weird question.
Where you buy dogs?
Yeah, I was just like, well, from a reputable breeder. And he's like, all right.
Like, you said reputable to our six-year-old.
I did actually, yeah.
What did he say?
I just said, all right.
Great.
And then, well, I explained it a little bit further, but I just said, like, people breed dogs, like they have, you know, babies, and then people buy the babies. There's not a dog shop.
Yeah. Okay.
Puppy dogs?
Baby dogs.
this is awful. I'm so sorry. We've got no direction today. It's the summer holidays. We have lost all touch with the world and just everything.
I have missed the bins the past sort of 3 weeks. I haven't put the bins out because I don't know what day it is. I don't know what's going on.
Set an alarm.
The kids are just here. Not a half today. It's going to go off at 8 o'clock.
Thank God for that.
It's going to go off at 8 o'clock. It's going to say, put the bins out. I'm going to mute the alarm. And I'm going to forget it. And tomorrow morning, you're going to see us running down the street in my pajamas.
Let's fast forward to my beef.
Yeah. All right. Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Robin the other day, he has one. Robin the other day asked me, I made the mistake of, he was asking about electric cars and stuff. And I made the mistake of telling him that Tesla have got the fastest production car for sale in the world.
What does that mean?
Model S Plaid. Well, you don't even know what it means. So it's the fastest non like racing or super or custom car. It's the fastest production car. It's the fastest car that you can buy off the production line. Do you know what I mean?
That's so you don't have to wait very long for it.
Fuck me. No.
Also, it doesn't take very long for them to make it.
Oh my God, no.
What the fuck? What are you talking about?
It's the fastest car in the world that you can buy
through
a dealership.
Right, okay.
God.
Just say that.
Right, well,
just
anyway.
That.
Well,
why are you saying the fastest production line? You're adding words that didn't need to be in there.
No, I'm not a fastest production car. No, that's literally the right way to say it, because normal people who aren't you and our six-year-old know what a fucking production car is.
No, I don't.
Well,
who
do
does
now?
Know what a production car is?
Jeremy Clarkson.
Well, great.
Paddy McGuinness.
The people who
Freddie
deal with cars.
Yeah.
Who host a Top Gear about cars.
James May.
shut up and tell your story.
Well, I made the mistake of telling them that they do the fastest one. So now every time he's going, Daddy, is your car the fastest car in the world? I'm going, no, not mine. Mine's a middle of the road one. And he just keeps, and I know he's going to be saying to people.
Why not lie to him?
Because then he's going to say it to people.
Oh, my dad's got the fastest car. Yeah. Oh, what a prick.
It's so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I've got more stuff about how he's embarrassing me at the moment. Like, he's doing my nutting. Honestly, what a little sass bag. Anyway, it is episode 179.
Mm.
179. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you so much for staying through this long and arduous and painful introduction. And without any further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Makes no money.
This week's sponsor is...
I feel like this week's sponsor is Tesla.
No.
But...
Absolutely not.
Because you've talked about
it so much. And it will never be until they get in touch and get in touch for that sweet, sweet dollar. As I've said before, I've got no opinion either way on those cars. I haven't got one. Bullshit. What are you talking about?
Come on,
who are you talking to? What's all this? This week's sponsor is... Taking your gym gear on holiday and never fucking using it.
Oh, God.
Didn't we?
Tragic.
Didn't we? Rosie, I laughed every time I thought about this the other day. Do you know, I opened my case. I finally unpacked my holiday case. I opened it and I got the gym gear and I went, oh, hey.
We were so full of hope.
Fucking bullshit.
Chris, I took two tops, man.
I took three. That's a gym gear. Every time I walked past it in the room, I laughed. I pointed at it and I went, what are you doing here? Stowaway. And every time I went past the gym in that holiday complex was full for holiday gym. There was a lot. And I was just like, wankers.
Oh. No, there's a lot of lush people around.
Yeah,
there's
one of them, yeah.
Something happened at that hotel, actually. You know, I saw a lot of people with the same swimming costume on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite a nice hotel, and I was like, oh, this swim, but it'll be expensive. It'll be dead expensive. I was like, oh, I love this swimming costume. I had, like, lemons on and that, and I was like, oh, it's absolutely lush. So I Googled, like, loads of swimming costumes with lemon, because there was about four women had them on, and they looked posh, and I was like, it'll be good posh. Anyway,
lemons on.
With lemons. Well, it was nice, like classy. And then I Googled it.
Okay.
A Primark.
Right.
And I was like, well, I'll get sell one of them. So I'm going to get one.
Wow.
Just so thought I'd let you know.
A lemon swimming costume and a fantastic anecdote.
Huh?
You got a fantastic anecdote out of it as well.
What's my anecdote?
Are you taking the piss? Are you crack kryptonite today?
What do you mean?
I was having a go. I was dissing you.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you meant like something like you'll get more lemons or something, like honey with lemons. No, is that...
What is wrong? Guys, am I dying? Is this an acid flashback?
Do you know
am I dreaming?
Do you know what this is? Do you know what's happening with us currently?
What?
This is like, I'm being tortured by our youngest son.
Yeah.
The hair is, I think I might have mentioned it before. So Rafe loves to like play with hair, like long hair. Doesn't want nothing to do with Chris's hair. But he loves my hair, and he like.
Can I just say though, Chris Ramsey, circa 2012.
Oh my god!
Touring Chris Ramsey, young whippersnapper with his long old hair,
big Lego hair.
He'd have been buzzing.
Why didn't you grow it back?
Because I know what he does to your hair. It sounds fucking horrendous.
It's just and I feel terrible. So last night he slept in his own cot until like 4:30 in the morning, which is good, really good for him. Then he came in our bed. And he was a bit sweaty and a bit clammy, because usually when he plays with my hair, it's not too bad.
Right.
But it's a bit, I can't go back to sleep anyway. And he just kind of because he had clammy hands, he was literally like pulling my hair out. And I was,
He comes in our bed like a sweaty builder.
Oh God, he does.
He comes in like a sweaty builder. His hair's all over the place. He's stinking. And he's just like,
But I try to get him to not do it. And he screams and I'm just like, I feel terrible. But I know he's just using us for me hair. I'm going to have to buy him a doll. I did buy him...
Yeah, you bought dolls and wigs and extensions. Horrible. They're not going
to
work. He knows it's not going to work. He knows it's not your hair.
I'm just going to have to try, though.
It's not going
to
work.
So sorry. If I speak or if I slur, I'm really tired.
Yeah, not making
I'm
any
just
sense.
Not getting
You're
enough
not making
sleep.
Any sense. Yeah. Oh. God. Great. Looking forward to this. Play the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Lovely to have you all back.
Hello.
Whatever you're doing, hope he's all okay. I haven't asked if he's all okay. Hope he's all right.
It goes without saying that I always hope everyone listening to this is all right.
Obviously.
Apart from if there's any murderers listening or criminals,
yeah.
I hope you're having a bit of a tough day. Just stand on the odd plug. Until justice is served. But if you currently serve, oh, I don't know what I'm talking about.
if you're behind bars currently, you know, a listen's a listen.
I've got to apologise for my throat. I'm telling you,
what's the matter with you?
I feel a bit croggy. Do you know what it is? I think I've hit that age now. Because I went again to mention the UFC. I went to the UFC in London last week, and it was a session. It was a fucking session. Mm-hmm. I was just goosed all week, and I still feel a bit goosed off it.
Takes it out of you.
Honestly, I can't do it anymore. Do you know, I used to go on holiday with the lads back in the day. Uh-huh. 14 nights, Falaraki.
Yeah. Two weeks, lads holiday.
2 week lads holidays.
Oh, God.
I went
2 weeks
Falaraki, I went 2 weeks Magaluf, and I went 2 weeks Ibiza once, and then I went 12 weeks Ibiza.
When I worked there, yeah. Why did you go for a four? That's insane.
Yeah. Why did I don't know.
That's really. Did you get a good deal or something?
Me liver didn't. But I'd be fine, and I'd be out every single night, and I'd be buzzing. And I know people say that when you're getting older, you can't handle hangovers and stuff. Honestly, I wake up, I don't get really bad hangovers now where I can't move or breathe or whatever. I feel a bit rough, but it hangs on us for 14 days.
Hanging on us all week,
honestly. And then I topped myself up on Sunday to go and watch the Lionesses. Congratulations, Lionesses. Yes! Absolutely wonderful. Woo! Didn't go to see it live, obviously. I just went to the pub. With the chaps.
Go on, lasses.
And, it was mint. Really
amazing,
good.
Isn't it?
Something really amazing about a load of pissed up blokes in the pub cheering on the women's football. I found it really, I thought about fucking time. Buzzing. Yeah. Absolutely buzzing.
Class. Yeah. Absolutely class. I was bloody crying watching.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't actually watch it because I had the kids and it was just pointless trying to do anything like that. Yeah. But watching all of the sort of highlights and stuff like that, I got dead emotional.
It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely
well
phenomenal.
Well done, lasses.
Trust the bloody women. To just watch the men for years and go, look, give it here. give it here, we'll do it.
Well, have I ever told you one of my favourite films?
Mm.
Oh, why? Now I'm going to sound like a right tosser because I forgot the name of it.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God, what's it called?
Oh, you've got
League of
brains.
Their Own. Yeah, A League of Their Own. Madonna's in it. Right. And Gina Davis and Tom Hanks is in it. And it's about when all the men went to war.
Right.
True story. Uh-huh. When all the men went to war and the women took over the baseball league.
Oh.
It's absolutely class.
Wow.
It's such... Oh, you would really like it.
Okay.
We'll watch it one day.
No.
Why?
I like shooting down. When people say watch something that they love,
don't do it to me.
I just quite enjoy doing it.
Oh, well, fuck you. Don't watch it. Watch it. Nah, it's a really good film and actually not watching it, you'll miss out. So.
Oh, no, okay. No, you've reverse psychology. I would like to say that.
League of Their Own, 1992. Ooh. 2 hours and 8 minutes. That's longer than I thought it was.
Oh, definitely not then.
It's such a good film. I grew up watching that and I used to watch it all the time. Absolutely class.
Nice.
Gives you the feels and watching all the highlights of the lasses when the football, I was like, oh, I'd give us all them feels again. Just a little bubble in your tummy.
That was awesome. Very well done, them. Babadoo, 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 ba. Now, I'm not a sporty guy, right?
No.
Particularly. I'm kind of competitive, but not only with stupid stuff. I think we all saw on Taskmaster, with stupid stuff, I'm competitive.
Or stuff that you know you're good at?
Or stuff that I believe I should be good at.
Right.
Like some kind of, if someone goes, oh, have you seen this little trick where you can do, I'll go, I've decided I'm good at that, so I need to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I take Robin to this inflatable place in North Shields. It's amazing. It's like a big inflator nation, I think it's called. It's a big inflatable place. And you go through.
Is that where you've got to walk in? It's got the suction door.
Yeah, the whole place is basically
so
inflatable.
Weird.
It's phenomenal. Your ears pop when you go in, but the whole place inflatable. It's phenomenal.
It's class. Imagine if that was around when we were little.
Oh.
We missed out on so much good stuff.
Then again, you say that, but people in the Northeast, you'll know this. To get there, Royal Keys in the Northeast, North Shields, to get to this inflatable place, you have to drive past the fucking shut down, derelict Wet n' Wild.
Oh, I mean, that's sad.
Rest in peace. Wet n' Wild.
Rip, rip, rip.
Oh, my God. Well, but basically, I have to... Robin, looked up. We drove past Wet n' Wild. He looked up and he was like, Dad, what's that? And I went, that was a water park when I was a kid.
That's
and he was
heaven.
Like, can we go? And I was like, absolutely not. Unless you've got a crowbar and a fucking couple of kilograms
of
butter.
Is it fully shut down? I think it was open for a couple of...
It opened for a while. I think then it shut down.
Oh.
Yeah, but then someone's bought it and then apparently it's going to get sort of regenerated. But I don't know. But yeah.
Be a lot of fingering being missed in that jacuzzi.
Brilliant. Unless you've got a crowbar and some butter, we can just break it and butter ourselves up and slide down them bad boys because there's no water. But yeah, we went this inflatable place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like a little assault course at the end, mm-hmm. where he's all running around. There's two lanes,
yeah,
and you can run, and you can race each other and get around the back.
Okay,
and I've done it with him loads. Smash him every time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's 5, he's 6. You know, no fucking contest, love. Mm-hmm. I'm not showing off here, but absolutely destroy.
I mean,
you
kind of sound like
destroy him,
it's,
like
it's
embarrass
weird.
Him,
it's
right?
Weird, but yeah.
So he's been going to parkour, honey. He's been doing parkour lessons and stuff.
Parkour.
I did a race with him. I went, come on then. And I sort of took it easy, like I always do, a little bit easy, you know, so I can just kind of, you know, right at the end, I'll beat him and like laugh. And he beat us.
Mm.
And I thought, right,
fully,
okay.
Like, did, yeah, were you actually trying?
Yeah, I was, at the beginning, I let him have a little head start. And I thought, right, but he beat us by quite a way. And I thought, okay then, gloves are off, let's dance. I was like, come on, we'll go again. I tried my hardest. he absolutely murdered us.
Really?
Like, beat us by probably about 10 seconds. He was waiting at the end for us, and I was blown out my arse. He's so nimble and agile, he just glided through the full thing. Jeez. And I'm like, oh, God, it was horrible.
I mean, while he's young, though, he's got young legs. Like,
how but I shouldn't be getting beaten by him off stuff yet. He's 6.
I know. He wants to come jogging with me, doesn't he? Wants to go on a run with us. And I'm like, I just don't know if he'll do it. I bet he'll do it, but I bet he's better than me.
He'll blitz you, he'll absolutely blitz you.
Well, he's not. I can't deal with that right now. It takes us enough to
go
for a run.
Jogging with your kid. No. Can you remember when he was baby and we had that jogging pram? I felt like a right dick with that jogging pram.
Hey, I used to use that. I lost quite a bit of weight.
I went on one jog with a jogging pram and I felt really stupid.
Why?
I don't know. It was just weird. He's terrified. It's like bouncing up and down. He's like shitting his pants.
Oh, no, he was fine.
And I looked shell-shocked when I was doing it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he didn't look happy.
Well,
like.
I liked it, actually. To the point, I'll probably get that back, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't fit the new thing.
Oh, that'd be right. Oh, new fitment. Anyway.
That's how they get you. It's how they get you.
Mm.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So, just want to sort of flag this up, Rosie, in case you get a call from the police or anything one day.
Right.
In case the joke goes a little bit too far.
Yeah.
So another thing our son Robin has been doing, our 6-year-old, I don't know if anyone else's kids out there have a weird sense of humour and have sort of started doing stuff like this. It's hilarious at first until other people started looking over. He started, when we're in the supermarket, quite loudly claiming he doesn't know us and that I'm a stranger.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
He did it in Asda the other day. Well, walked around.
Why have you not told me this?
And he went to look at something, and I went up and I went, "How are you? Let's go." And he went, "I don't know you."
Oh, shut up.
He went, "Who are you?" And I went, "What?" He went, "You're a stranger."
Right.
"I'm not going with you, stranger."
This
and I
is
went,
YouTube kids.
I went, "Robin, that's very well done, hilarious, but honestly, the police will come and take daddy if that's like, yeah, you can't say that." And then when went outside, I went and I got away to the car and I went and put the trolley away and I came back over. And he went again, he did the same again. He went, "I don't know you. I'm not getting in this car with you, stranger." And I was like, "Robin, again, great, very funny, but don't."
Oh my God.
So if you get a call from the police, and that's what it is. Just
that's
so you know.
YouTube kids.
Yeah.
That he watches all these families, man. And some of the kids, I've watched it with him, like, and they do pranks on each other and stuff, and they'll do stupid things like that.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Oh, fucking hell. You better not do it to me. So I'll go, sorry, my mistake. Bye.
Leave him in the car park.
See you later. You have an hour in the manager's office. Teach you a lesson.
Oh, I was going to say as well, disclaimer there, if you do happen to see me bundling a screaming kid who's claiming he isn't mine into a car, he's just trying to be funny. He is mine. You know, nothing to see here.
Nothing to worry about. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef.
She's back. Right.
Yes.
Me first or you first?
Well, you've
Oh, do you know what? No, me first.
What?
You know what? I can't hold it any longer. Right. I can't hold it any longer. Okay. Me first. You use more screen wash in your car than anyone on the fucking planet.
Wow, seriously?
I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but you've done it again. You are rattling through screen wash like nothing ever. How clean does that windscreen need to be?
I don't like stuff on the windscreen.
Every time I get in your car, it's empty. Every single time I get in your car, it's empty. And you borrowed my car the other day for, I'm not kidding, one journey. Empty when I got it back.
It was empty. Not empty.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm watching
like,
my
honestly,
windscreen.
Like, you know when the fucking Formula One driver opens a bottle of champagne and just sprays it everywhere? Is that you? You get in the car, you start driving, just press the button.
I can't believe this.
It's ridiculous.
How dare you try to monitor my screen wash?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's not.
What do you want your fucking windscreen made out of? Crystal? Sapphire?
I'd bloody imagine.
Honestly.
I just like it clean. We live in the countryside. There's bugs and flies everywhere. And Bridgie nearly ran a flipping, what they're called, peacock over the other day. Shit me pants.
Do you mean pheasant?
Pheasant.
A peacock?
Not a peacock.
You fucking imagine running a peacock over. You'd be like hitting a washing line. You fucking picnic umbrella.
It was a pheasant. Oh, and they do not fly fast.
Pheasants.
They take ages to get in the air.
Pheasants fucking love getting run over.
I know.
They love getting run over.
It's so grim. There's so many of them on the side of the road. And I was like, I've never hit one yet. And then the other day, I was close to it and then it took off in flight. And I was like, okay. But it took so fucking long.
Oh, yeah,
it like skimmed off the front of the bonnet. And I was God, horrible.
Oh, you feel terrible, don't you?
So I just like a lot of screen wash so I can see where I'm going. And I honestly don't think it's got anything to do with you, how much screen wash that I use.
Ridiculous.
You don't have to buy it. I buy it. I fill it up, though.
Fill it up, though. When was the last time you filled up your own
Who asked you to fill it up? I didn't.
Every time I get in, there's none, so I have to fill it up.
Well, stop using my car then. Eh?
And mine.
Heathen.
And mine. You do it in my car.
I'd never use your car.
You do, like.
I hate driving your car.
Pack it in.
Anyway.
Pack it in.
My beef with you, yeah. And you sort of mentioned it earlier on in the really long introduction.
Brilliant.
You've got one job. Right. You've got one job that needs, that has like a time limit. Does that make sense?
Mm.
So your jobs in this house are the bins, right?
Yes.
Empty the bin and take the wheelie bin out.
Yeah.
That's your only job.
Mm-hmm.
And you're slacking. You're really fucking slacking.
Rosie, I don't know what day it is. I don't know.
Set an alarm on your phone. Set an alarm on your phone. When that alarm goes off, go and do it straight away.
Right,
don't
but
put
then,
it off.
Right, but then you and your mum normally have done some more, you know, cooking or something or changed a shitty nappy and there's more bin bags and I have to come back in and get it. So I like to wait until the last minute until we're just going to bed to put the bins out.
But that's not how life works anymore. You're not living in bloody student days, Ramsay on his own,
right?
Who can just idly put a bin out at the
end of
the night.
No, I'm not, because my fucking recycling bin is full of screen wash bottles. So
why can't you just do it at the end of the night? Why can't you just go and do it?
I forget.
Well, set an alarm.
But I don't know
what
time,
a note.
I don't know what time the end of the night's going to be.
My God. This is the worst excuse for putting a bin out I've ever heard. Well, let's swap.
I blame our bin men. I blame our bin men.
You can't blame the
bin men.
They come too early.
Lads, what you're trying to prove?
You had it made at the last house. They didn't come until about 11 o'clock in the morning. Do you remember?
Unbelievable.
It was class.
Yeah.
Best bin route ever.
Yeah.
But here, yeah, you're not going.
Oh,
about 7
half
o'clock.
Six. They're here this morning in the morning.
God.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Do you want to swap a job?
What do you have to offer?
Right. Let's have a think. What's my least favorite jobs?
Well, no. Because I quite like doing the bins. So you've got to give us a good job.
Right. Okay. Let's have a think.
Realising that you
No, no, putting the washing away.
No.
You put all the washing away.
I don't want that one.
I'll do the bins.
Don't want that one.
Cooking the teas.
I don't want that one.
Doing the washing in general.
Nope.
Not leaving things at the bottom
Not
of the stairs.
Not interested.
What other job
Next
do you want?
Next one.
Do you want to do all of the appointments?
Nah.
Dentists?
Nah.
Doctors?
Nah.
Do you want to cut the kids' toenails and fingernails?
Yes.
Is that right? Right? I'll swap your bins for...
Actually, no.
No, and I feel like brushing teeth falls in that same category.
I do brush teeth. I brush Robin's teeth all the time. The reason he's got pearly whites is all down
just
to me.
Just on night time. Can we, like, let's swap.
No, I don't want to swap bins. I'll be better. I quite like that. I quite like the free time outside.
Right. Then,
I quite
then
like going
please
outside
just do
and having
it.
A little moment myself.
Well, take 20 minutes.
Isn't that sad that in life now, standing next to the stinking bins on my own in silence is A little pleasure.
Oh yeah, do you know? I must have mentioned it loads of times. My dad, at the end of the night, used to go around the garden watering all the plants and the trees with a bottle of beer.
Yeah,
and he looked so happy. And I just remember always thinking it was around. I used to be like out the bathroom in my pajamas and just watching him, especially in the summer. And he'd just be so happy, and I'd be like, I don't understand how he's getting any sort of joy out of that. Like, how boring is that?
Were you not slightly suspicious when he was doing it in the pissing down rain?
Yeah, I'm like, Mum, I think he's just avoiding us. It's get weird.
Beer bottles filling up with rainwater.
It's like, I don't want to go back in. I can't go back in. I get it though. I totally get it.
Yeah.
All my plants have died, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Rafe's still alive, so you can't have it all.
No, okay.
I could only keep one thing alive.
It'd be really, really weird if you picked the plants over Rafe. Like,
oh, God, it'd be awful.
Yeah, it'd be really weird. So,
but yeah,
you
know, so
you made the right choice. Congratulations.
Now, I'm a bit gutted about them because, you know, they were quite expensive when I bought them.
Right. Plants?
Like, with the hydrangeas.
Oh,
they were hydrangeas. I know.
honestly, like, it's not an ick, obviously, but it's like, I go off people so quickly when they tell us a plant name.
Yeah.
Or when they ask us a plant name. Like, if someone comes around or whatever and they're like, oh, is that a hydrangea? I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. I don't know and I don't care. Stop talking
it's
about plants.
It's your mum's favourite thing.
Oh, yeah, but then they're like...
Your mum has texted me, you know, later on. She's like, I can't remember the name of it. It'll come to us. And then just text us the next day going, it's a such... And I'm like, I honestly didn't get it.
People talk about plants, man. The gardener, he's like, oh, I'm going to put such and such. I'm like, mate, stop. I don't care. Like, what... I'm like, you know people who don't know about cars? They're like, I saw a nice car. And you're like, was it? They're like, it was green. I'm like, that with flowers. I'm like, they're the red ones. If I know roses, I know tulips, and I know daffodils.
It comes to you a bit later on in life, though, you know?
Nah, it'll never come to me. Oh. It's just, I can't...
Watch this space.
I can't get my head around it.
Chris has been going to golf, you know, guys.
Yeah, grass, lawn, love a lawn, or block paving. Get plants away, get flowers away. I can't be bothered with them.
I love flowers.
I can't be bothered with them.
Now, listen, I love flowers, and I love, hanging baskets. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Wide. So but I cannot get away with houseplants.
Really?
I can't get away with that. Like, you know when people have loads of houseplants and loads of, and you've got to spray them with water, but not too much? Orchids? Fuck off.
I can't keep anything. I can't. Everyone says to me that orchids thrive on neglect.
Yeah. And, well, mine died.
Tell you what, I will over neglect that fucker until it is. It honestly looks like tobacco. It looks like a straw with bits of tobacco hanging off it. I can't. I can't do it. Mm. But can we talk about basil plants for a moment?
Mm.
Basil plant from the supermarket.
Yeah.
You buy it, right? You take your basil off that you need it. You water it, you keep it. It never grows back. You might as well just buy the bag of basil. I've never had a basil plant that lasts, that reproduces more basil, ever.
Yeah.
And when it does, it tastes like shit. It doesn't taste like basil. Is there a time you have to leave it?
I don't know, Chris. Probably we're leaving it in the wrong place. I kept that basil plant that we've got because they're good at getting rid of it. I've seen on an Instagram thing that they're good for getting rid of flies.
Well, it's like fucking, it's a foot tall and it's in the middle of the kitchen. It's going to do nothing. There's loads of flies in our kitchen.
Oh, God damn you, Instagram.
Instagram. Honestly, the
amount of things that I see on there that I think are
doesn't
the
sound
gospel
right.
truth. Utter bullshit. Everyone's kicking off with Instagram at the minute.
Why?
Because they just want to be TikTok.
Yeah.
They're just doing loads of videos and reels, whereas Instagram started as pictures.
Photos, yeah.
Photos. And like...
Wasn't it it was a location thing first, I think, wasn't it, or something? It wasn't... I can't remember what it was.
No, it was just pictures.
Yeah, but when it was first invented, it wasn't to do with photos. It was to do with something else, and then it accidentally became photos. I can't remember what it was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's just turning into, like, videos, and you just end up scrolling forever, and then the algorithm, as a person who's got quite a big platform on Instagram, if you're not doing what they want you to do, the algorithm near fucker sees your stuff. It's mental.
It's very strange. I still can't get over the fact that you speak and it hears what you've said and
advertises
to you.
It's really crazy.
Yeah, really, really strange. We were talking about, again, on the way to the UFC, we were talking about the universe and like Brian Cox and that and different stuff. I don't know how I got onto it. And one of them started getting loads of adverts for Brian Cox stuff.
What?
Books and that, yeah.
Freaks me out, that.
Mad.
Don't like it.
Scary. Scary.
Scary.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Just wondering, is your new friend going to submit a question?
Wow.
From your forehead?
So, Rosie is very cleverly pointing out a visual gag on an audio medium.
Oh, how dare I?
Like a dick. It's my birthday tomorrow, and we're going out for a lovely meal on the night. And I currently have festering and brewing and growing one of the largest spots I've ever had in my life.
It's
bang in the middle of my forehead.
It's fucking
huge.
I thought you'd banged your head.
Yeah, it looks like a bee sting or a massive bump.
Lift
on
your forehead up. Lift your
fringe
up.
I've currently got my fringe down. I've looked at it. Look at when the light catches it.
You look like you've really banged
massive,
it.
Isn't it. It's massive.
No head.
Don't know
sadly.
What. Yeah, blind spot. Don't know what that's gonna look like tomorrow. So I may end up that dickhead tomorrow in a fancy restaurant with a cap on.
Absolutely not. You're not wearing a cap.
Bandana? Cowboy hat.
Yeah, I'd rather all
tennis
of them.
Sweatband?
You can't, it's a geek posh restaurant, you can't wear a
tennis
cap.
Sweatband?
I mean, it's fine. It's not that bad.
It's fucking huge. I'm gonna have to frown all day. If I do that, I'm doing sort of almost like a half people's elbow, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, like a raised eyebrow.
But
it's
one of them where concealer won't even, it's
no, because it casts a shadow.
From your head.
Yeah, you can't conceal it because it casts a shadow.
Is it hurt? It looks painful.
Yeah, it's like, fuck.
I hate them painful ones that you get. I get them on my jawline.
Yeah.
I haven't got a jawline. I get them here.
Yeah, you're on that chiseled jawline of yours, do you? Along the contours of that cliff edge.
Oh, I'd love to have a jawline. Imagine jawlines.
Sorry, darling. I'm sorry. That was harsh. No, but you slagged me off, so fuck you.
Yeah, I get them there and they really hurt. So it looks quite painful.
Tell you what hurts. Spot in the ear and a spot in the nose.
A cut in the nose.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Around the outsides of the lips as well. Spot around the outside of the lips.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've had them all, son. Oh, come on, yeah. Cut on around the campfire. Let Grandad Chris tell you about all the spots I've had in my time. I've had them everywhere. I've had them arsehole everywhere.
Ew.
Elbow. Had one on my elbow once.
Did you really?
Had a spot on my elbow. Squeezed it.
Was it nice?
Well, you could fucking go at it because there's no feeling there.
Oh, of course not.
So I just fucking Elephant went skin? At it. Yeah, it was really strange. Once
Lush.
It was. Once. Yeah.
I wish I'd
really
been
weird.
There.
Strange thing to wish, but okay. If you had a time machine, you wouldn't go back and find lottery numbers and stuff. You would go back to me squeezing the bottom of my elbow.
It would be my third one.
Third one. Three time machines, like a genie, like three time machines.
Yeah, like three time machines.
Cool. Grab a set the rules out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mint.
Do you want to hear an ick?
Oh, always.
The amount of icks.
I love icks. Icks, I love them.
I
love them so much.
I've got one here. Right. Oh, actually, I've got my own. Do you want to hear my own first?
Yes.
My own ick is you got some new keys cut for the house. You got some keys cut and you brought it to me, my key, and it's Star Wars key. And you got matching Star Wars keys. And honestly,
they weren't matching, how dare you. One was Stormtroopers, one was Darth Vader.
Oh God, I am not using that key. You've wasted your money.
Well,
I am not using a Star Wars key.
You're going to have to use that Star Wars key, or you better hope you can use the Force to open the door because you're not getting in otherwise. Guys,
horrified.
Guys.
Why did you get me that?
Because
there's no way you could have been stood there and think, you couldn't have thought she'll be buzzing with this.
I just thought, you know what? You'll always know what that key's for. You will always know what that key's for now.
Oh, Chris.
Always.
I really don't want to use it. I'm not going to use it.
Well, What was upsetting was I got them for you. I thought you'd be buzzing. You weren't. Very upsetting. You literally said ick to me face.
And the way that you were so chuffed about it.
Of course I was. Star Wars keys. I didn't know you'd get Star Wars keys. I was over the fucking moon. I was loving it, right?
So did you not go with the plan to get the Star Wars key?
No, I hung it up on the thing. I went into the plane of cobblers and I went, can I get some keys? And he went, three normal keys? And I went, what do you mean normal? And he went, well, and he pointed at this rack of all these keys. There was minions, there was everything. And I went, there was two Star Wars keys left.
Like,
and I was like, oh.
Class. Do you know what it is? Like, 10 years ago, I was all over stuff like that. Like, monkey phone cases, and I would have had it. Yeah. I don't think I did ever have one of them keys, but it's something definitely, like, I used to have the hanging dice in that from the car. Like, I was in all
You had the hanging dice?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I was in all that shit, right? And the jelly foot, like, smelly stuffs and all that. I was really into all that kind of stuff. But now, it was the biggest ick. Wow. In turn of I've ever known in my life. Well, you now knowing that you're just going around with your Star Wars key.
Yeah. Well, you hear us
to
coming
our out. House.
Well, when I'm going to open the door, you just hear. It's great, man. One stormtrooper. The best bit was Robin. I picked Robin up from his little summer club, and he was sitting in the car behind us. I went, Robin, I've got a new key, and he went right, and I literally handed him it, and all I heard was him go. That's amazing! I was like, yes, that's the correct response when awful. Your dad hands you a Darth Vader key.
Just a bit gutted that he's too young to have his own key. He might be. Let's give him it.
No.
He can have it.
We'll give him an uncut one. I'll just give him one with no thing on. But I did, the guy was very surprised at how excited I was in the shop as he was cutting them. Yeah. They'd sold out of Yoda, so I'm going to go back and get a Yoda one when he gets them back in stock.
We don't need any more keys. Listen, we've already got too many.
You're always going to get two. You always need a key.
Listen, this ick. Dear Chris and Rosie, in 2016, I separated from my husband and met a more mature man. Oh. I was 32 and he was 50. We got on really well. It was like we had known each other forever, and I genuinely fell so hard and so fast for him as I believe he did me. We were only together for about 9 months, but it was a proper whirlwind romance.
Okay.
We made plans for the future, discussed our future home together, went on holiday, and I thought that this was it.
Okay.
Then one fateful day in 2017, is it fateful or faithful?
Is it what?
Is it fateful or faithful?
I don't know. But do you know what I discovered the other day?
What?
Do you know Duller's dishwater?
Uh-huh.
It's ditch water.
Oh, shit.
It's not Duller's dishwater. It's Duller's ditch water.
Oh, fuck. I've been saying the wrong thing.
On the same page of the same book,
yeah.
You know, if you do something off of your own back,
yeah.
It's bat.
So it's not do it off
your
own
off
back?
Do it off my own bat. Done it off my own bat.
You get what?
My whole life changed.
I've been saying the wrong
My
things.
Whole life changed in one page of a book. One page.
Wow.
Ditch water.
Where did you
not
read
dish
that?
Water. In a Lee Child Jack Reacher book.
Is it true though? Is it right?
I think you'll find that one of those books is sold every 10 seconds somewhere in the world. So whether it's right or not, he's got the numbers on one.
Yeah. Oh shit. So we've got to change the way we say it.
Ditch. It's dull as ditch
dull as,
water.
I say that all the
and
time.
Off your own bat, not
oh,
back.
Oh God. Right, well, fair enough.
I look forward to people tweeting us saying I'm wrong, but you know, they do it every week about something.
Yeah, oh God, yeah. The amount of feelings that we've hurt over the last 3 years.
Really strange things as well. Some things you say and you think, I'm really going to hurt someone's feelings here, and you don't.
No.
And then it's the way you said something else.
Yeah, anyway.
Really, really strange.
Right. Then one fateful, I don't know what it is.
Fateful. Fateful. Is it fateful or faithful?
I think it's fateful.
Probably fateful, like where something happened.
Rather than
maybe.
Faithful. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway.
All these things we could Google. Do you know that, especially right at the beginning when he asked us what year was it when I was 21? We could have just paused it. This isn't a live show. We could have just paused it. But I don't work that way.
People's brains work differently, Chris.
Faithful or faithful?
This
Who
will be,
cares?
But people will be hating this bit now.
Just say it fast. Yeah, but just say it fast enough.
Okay.
One faithful day. Can I remember when we first started the podcast, when I did the lucrative sponsors? I didn't know if it was further ado or further ado, so I just said it really fast for the first like 25 episodes until I bothered me asked to Google it.
I still don't know what it is. listen what happened in 2017.
On this faithful day.
Yes. I got a bit teary over something. Brackets, probably just the time of the month, Rosie knows. I do.
Yep.
And she's got a bit teary.
She's got a bit teary
over something.
She's 30 odd, he's 50.
Yeah. And he produced from his trouser pockets a monogrammed cotton hanky.
There it is.
My ovaries closed and the sex was never the same again.
Wow.
We split up a couple of weeks later.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That on it, like I have even, I remember when I was a child, the first time I saw a hanky, someone's hanky that they carry around with them. I've never been able to get my head around it.
I think it's disgusting.
It's utterly fucking vile.
So,
not just that, when it's monogrammed, it's normally like initials and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I want everyone to know who snots these are from afar.
I don't get them. So, do you use a corner for each blow or something?
That's a really good point. I don't know what's the system. Do you spread it out like a chessboard?
Mm. But then he's given her his.
Yeah.
Has he used it or is it not used? And does he have it in his pocket for when a lady cries?
Can you imagine looking over someone's fence and looking at the washing line and there's just loads of monogrammed hankies pegged up by the corner? He produced a monogrammed hanky, and the sex was never the same.
Sex was never ever the same. Wow. It's all it takes, you know. All it takes is something like that.
So strange, isn't
it? Yeah. Or it might have been if there's that kind of age gap. Something like, what's the word? Like, you know, when you get references. Like, we're really lucky because our, all of our references from childhood are exactly, we were born like days apart.
Yeah, yeah.
So we...
All of our references are bang on when you remember the name of the thing you're trying to talk about.
Well, yeah, fair enough. But yeah. if they're not the
always,
same...
Always slows it down a bit where you've got to ring Kate or Kevin halfway through the story, but yeah, yeah.
But they always get it. Always get it. So, oh, look how jealous you are.
Oh, because I didn't have brother or sister.
Lonely.
Oh, I showed up when I had stuff.
So lonely.
I had a bike that was me own. Right?
That's true.
I didn't have to change the size of my bike next time I wanted to turn on it because someone else had been on it.
I bet you, all, bet you always got a new blazer.
My school didn't have blazers.
Eh?
None of my schools had blazers. I didn't wear a blazer.
You never had to wear a blazer?
Nah, never. Never. I didn't wear a blazer.
I don't know whether I like that or not. Prom. I quite like my blazer.
Prom was the first time I ever wore a blazer.
Like a suit jacket?
Yeah.
Oh, I quite like my blazer. I used to keep the stuff in the pockets and that, like in the inside. Mm-hmm. You felt like a bit of a grown-up, actually. Yeah. I was quite nice.
That including the time you went with your blazer and forgot to put your skirt on.
That was my jacket.
Got you.
Yeah, okay. We've talked about that, haven't okay. we? When yeah, I forgot yeah, yeah. my skirt.
Slag! 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 Oh, I forgot my skirt. Oh, no. Oh, just pick that up.
Oh,
slag.
My God. Look at her butt. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Listening to the latest podcast about people not featuring in their own profile pictures, and I have to tell you, my mum's WhatsApp profile picture is a close-up of one of my son's eyes. Before that...
that's so creepy.
Before that, it was a bench.
What kind of bench?
No idea.
Like a park bench?
A park bench. Aren't wow. people strange? Why have they thought, like, oh, I'll stick that on as me bloody... So weird.
That is really weird. Mm-hmm. That is so strange. What's the weirdest one I've seen? I've got people on my WhatsApp and theirs is just food. A photo
is it?
Of a meal. Yeah.
Really?
I've got people on mine.
Friends
it's just a photo. Yeah, yeah. People I know. It's just a photo of a
are
meal.
Are it's the comedians trying to be quirky, though.
No, no. It's normal people.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Normal people.
Compared to comedians.
I think you'll find...
Compared to comedians, everyone's normal.
I was going to say... Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Hope you're both well. Please keep me anonymous for reasons which will soon become very clear.
Fantastic.
Growing up, I was a keen rugby player and lucky enough to represent my country.
Ooh.
County.
So that, I'm so sorry to whoever wrote that. Such fucking... That was...
Sorry,
whoever wrote that is.
So,
we've literally just
so sorry.
Like representing your county in rugby is incredible.
It's amazing.
You?
I'm so sorry.
Do you know what you did? Do you know what you did? Do you know what you did? You accidentally got them with a. You know when you get something really cheap and you go to someone like, yeah, you seen these new shoes? You see my? Guess how much they are? And someone like ruins it by going like 10 pence. And you fuck obviously weren't 10 pence, were they? Like a realistic guess.
I'm so. I really didn't mean that. I just knew I spotted. I'd said it wrong.
My
and
God.
I'm sorry, but still for the county, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was for the county. It's amazing. Apart from if you skip back a bit, you'll hear how disappointed we both were when we realised you weren't an international rugby player. You were just an inter-county scumbag, weren't you? Yeah, try harder. Eh? Yeah, what's the matter? No, I'm joking. That's fantastic.
Oh, I feel bad. I'm sorry. No, I'm so sorry. Right. Well, he's playing for the county, right? He's representing that big up the county. And it says here,
Jesus.
Which in turn allowed me to travel far and wide on various tours to the other counties.
Stayed in this country. Didn't need to take your fucking passport though, did you, dickhead?
How dare we? How dare we? Do you know what, Aberdeen?
Total accidental diss. We are very sorry.
I tried to play for the county for netball.
Aye.
Do you know?
Did you?
Yeah. Didn't get very far.
What do you mean you tried to play for the county?
I was on the trial. I had trials for a county.
Oh, right.
For the
okay.
county team.
Okay.
I was all right, actually.
Yeah?
But the trials were, yeah.
That's weird.
It was really odd.
So you were quite good at netball?
Yeah.
But you can't hit our laundry basket from 2 feet away?
Yeah, weird, innit? I wasn't the goalie. What they called?
I don't know.
Goal attack or
never,
goal shoot?
Never understood netball. Never understood netball.
I was wing attack.
Wing attack?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I would just like pass the ball from one place to another. I wouldn't shoot the ball.
Oh, right, okay. That'll be why then. Mm-hmm. Explains the washing situation.
Yeah. These tours consisted of playing numerous games and training sessions, but also, rather understandably, involved copious amounts of drinking and general debauchery.
So
rugby lads, man.
My, when I used to go out drinking with my cousin back in the day, he used to like idolize rugby players. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't like rugby as a sport, but he was just like, he used to have a couple of drinks and he used to go on about it like it was his mantra. It was so strange. He was just like, honestly, man, rugby players, they've just like got it sorted, man. Like, it's an amazing sport, but they can eat what they want and they just like get on the pitch and just like have a bit of a scrap, and then they just got like a mint social life. They just like drink like fish and just have like a class night. I was like, mate, like, it was ridiculous how much he like.
Is it not as strict kind of fitness wise as football and stuff like that?
I imagine it is.
I would think it would be quite strict.
I mean, they're top flight athletes, but still, like, you know, I think it's sort of definitely at county level. I imagine they just get pissed whenever they want.
One such tour was to the south of France in an area called Toulon.
Oh, he did use his passport.
Did I?
Well, there's
what county is this? Jesus. Big county. At the time, I was in my late teens or very early 20s, in brackets. The finer details have been blocked out. Unfortunately, the major details have not.
Wonderful.
Being a typical holiday location and to help fund the trip, many of the players, myself included, were accompanied by family and friends who would be able to enjoy a foreign holiday and support the team during games.
Wonderful.
A few nights into the tour, following a match earlier that day, myself and some of the players had been out drinking in the local town and returned to our campsite in a rather merry state.
Oh, camping.
Upon arrival back to the site, we were greeted by a couple of other players who were laughing and joking beside a tent.
Oh, God.
It then came to light that one of our teammates was inside the tent with a couple of girls.
Couple of girls?
It then transpired that he wasn't the first member of our squad to have visited the friendly venue that evening.
Crikey.
Apparently, the girls inside had took a shine to our group and had set themselves a challenge to be fingered by as many players as possible during their stay.
Ooh la la.
Oi oi.
Ooh la la, the south of France.
Tell you what.
How cultured.
I remember when I was younger, how many lads can you snog on a night out?
Right.
We were never in these sort of levels of how many lads can you get fingered by. I'd have won, probably. I'm going to lie. Or me mate, Pocahontas. Do you know a girl I grew up with used to get called Pocahontas?
Yes, we've discussed this numerous times. We've discussed it on my Facebook Live that led to this podcast. Pocahontas.
Just, honestly.
Pocahontas.
Not wrong. Fingering is a dying art.
Yes,
it really is.
So I've heard.
Not wrong with a cheeky finger.
Pocahontas.
No one's getting hurt. unless they're doing it wrong.
Can we just take a moment to digest? The girls in this tent took a shine at our group and had set themselves a challenge to be fingered by as many of them. Was this like broached to the team? Was it like, do you know what I mean? Were they like, look, there's a challenge. Has everyone got a marker and a bit of paper?
We're all sports folk.
We're going to get a label. We're going to have a whip round. We're going to get a table. We're going to get a table written up. Everyone take a token. Take a token. Get a collection. Like, fucking hell.
You don't know.
Like, I'm so sorry, right? Can you imagine how fast the police would be at that campsite if two blokes had said to a female football team, we've took a shine to you. We're going to see how many of you can wank off all night. Woo, woo, woo. Lock them up. Double standards.
It often is, isn't it?
Unbelievable, this.
Girl power.
Bloody Pokathon. Got a Pokemon, Pokathon.
Ooh la la.
I want to be the very best to poke those girls tonight.
Yeah. And I want to be real poked test. By all the boys at sea inside. Pokemon. Catch
him all the truth. Pokathon.
Oh, hey. Well done.
Right. It's you and me. In the tent that we must get fingered in.
You've ruined it. You've ruined it. Honestly. Cut your nails. Don't go over here.
Oh, God.
Suzanne's got a nail file. Take it seriously. Right. In my drunken state and being a hormonal young man on my first lad's holiday, I got in line and waited patiently for my turn. They are taking it so... I love it.
I bet they had one of them little, you know, little ticket machines from a delicatessen where you just ripped up the number 43.
But you know what always makes me laugh? You know, I talk about double standards and stuff like that. Like, you're totally right. And because if lads did that, you'd be like, I as a woman, would be like, ugh. Disgusting.
The difference is the
but the lads will literally be like, oh, get it.
Yeah. The blokes would be up for that is the difference. The women know that they hold all the cards and the blokes would be up for it, yeah. Right. Can you imagine how small that queue would be if it was two lads wanting to get wanked off in that tent?
There'd be nobody in the queue. Who would be in the queue? Actually, think back to when you were younger and I exactly would be in the queue. It wouldn't be me. I hate wanking. Honestly, absolutely.
Honestly. Double standards, you. You're honestly a hypocrite.
What?
Bloody bang.
Love being poked. No. Hate wanking. Hate giving a wank.
And that is, honestly, I never thought I would have your headstone words sorted so early in your life, but you're not even, you're 36 this next month, and I've already got, here lies Rosie Ramsey, loves a poke, hates wanking. Beloved mother and wife.
Selfish girl.
Got a first pubert holy island, rest in peace.
Died in this queue. Right. Within a few minutes, my friend emerged with a huge grin on his face, and I took my opportunity to enter the tent.
This is disgraceful.
I poked my head through the entrance to the tent and saw an attractive blonde girl looking rather flush and smiling at me seductively. Whoa. My gaze then took in the surroundings of the rather spacious family tent until I saw in the corner of the tent, under a bright red sleeping bag in the dim light of a small camping tent, my sister, with a look of absolute horror on her face. Mortified, I left the tent as quickly as possible, soon followed by my ashamed yet satisfied sister. Imagine, I'm gonna get fingered tonight. Oh, what's my brother doing here?
That's astounding. Yeah. That's so. The sister was just in there watching it happen.
No, she's getting fingered. She's part of the crew, man.
So all of them are getting fingered, blasted.
They've set out to be the one to get fingered the most.
Well, she's going
to
be one down already. If it's her brother, she's not going to want that. She's going to lose.
It says here, we returned our accommodation in brackets. We had a large shared lodge for our family and friends group, and straight to our rooms, not uttering a word or even looking at one another. The incident was never spoken about, and luckily none of the players ever seemed to find out that one of the girls was my big sister. Needless to say, I travelled alone on future tours. Mom! Our Suzanne just getting fingered by all the mates! Tell her bang it in!
She ruined this trip for me.
No, listen, Anthony, it's her holiday as well. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous.
Hello, obviously. And always.
I used to work as a shop assistant at Ann Summers. Remember Ann Summers? Is it still around, Ann Summers?
Don't know.
Must be. Haven't seen one in a high street for a while.
Nearly 30, nearly 40, married with two kids. I don't know. It's not on my remit. It probably still exists, but I probably can't see it. Mm. I probably actually can't see it.
Just
I probably see a boarded up shop in my eyes, my old eyes.
Mm.
Yeah, it's probably completely boarded up. But other people are going in, but I feel like they're just disappearing.
It's dead here.
Yeah.
I used to get so embarrassed going out on summers when I was younger.
Right.
Like mortifyingly embarrassed. Honestly, I didn't enjoy it actually. Hated it. But anyway, me and my friends used to go in quite a lot. So she used to work there.
Great.
My mum and stepdad once popped by the shop to visit because they thought it was funny.
Oh, brilliant.
While they were there, they asked if they could use my staff discount to buy some nice pyjamas as we'd had some new Lipsy ones come in.
Right.
Mm. I was getting ready to go home, so didn't see what they actually bought.
Mm-hmm.
The next time I was in, my manager gleefully told me she had helped them pick out a butt plug.
Oh, helped them pick out. Helped? Helped them pick out?
I know, can you imagine?
Helped?
So how small is your anus? Could you fit this up there? Oh, I don't know, never tried.
They've got like a, you know how in Clarks you put your feet in that machine and it measures you? They've got like a butt plug measure.
A communal butt plug.
Sorry,
imagine.
We're just going to measure your butt. Don't worry, it's all safe, COVID safe.
Sanitised.
We'll disinfect and sanitise the arse measurer. But if you just sit on this chair, it'll go up into your arse. You'll hardly feel it, it's nothing, but then it gets bigger in your arse. When you feel this button, and we'll go one size above that just so you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So there we go.
But it's behind a curtain. So you can't see them. Like the cloakroom.
Just see their head.
Imagine that. You'd get pervs in all the time. Roger, you've had a butt plug try. we've got your name on file. We know your size.
It's been 4 days, Roger. Your ass hasn't grown in 4 days. You're 42, man. You don't grow anymore. You're a grown man.
Oh, please. Please, just let one try. One little try. And I want Sharon to do it. No, Sharon's off today, Roger, you dirty bastard.
Oh, very good.
Funny. It's, there's also a little bit of information here at the bottom.
Right.
It says, also with all the lube talk, we're talking about lube a few weeks ago, we used to eat the flavoured lube testers when we had a long shift to get a sugar boost. It's the fucking horriblest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Go and get some fucking Haribo. Go on, my God.
Go and buy a bottle of Lucozade.
What's wrong with you? Have a cup of tea with a couple of sugars in it. Have a chocolate bar. What are you doing? What the hell's going on? Did Ansema sell sweets and stuff anyway? And stuff you can eat off people.
They used to sell candied thongs.
Why are you...
I mean, they were quite expensive, though.
Just knocking the lube back.
Like a little Calpol pouch, you know, the Calpol packet.
Right, like the tennis players in between sets. With a sit-down of a little pouch.
Yeah. It says here, everyone had a favourite flavour. Mine was the very fancy creme brulee premium lube, oh, aye. Rosie, it says lube does expire and it goes off after about a year. Thank you. Check me lube.
Well, I'll check before, the cupboards. I'll check the cupboards.
Before I stick it in the bolognese. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. And as always, if you want to get in touch with anything, for questions from the public, any stories, any would you rathers, any of that stuff.
Ooh, I haven't had a would you rather for
a while. Yeah, any Rosie's mysteries, any let's talk about shit, whatever you want, please send it to shagmarinoid@gmail.com.
I might come up with a new little segment, you know.
Okay.
Then. I've got a bit of time.
Yeah.
That's what the creative juices. When you've got time, they do start to flow, Chris.
Don't say juices, it's disgusting. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.